Whatever we chazer. Bechina we'll have on next Monday in the morning. Chazering Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday. Business show.
Can we do oral again?
No, we're going to do written. Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday. Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay, you ready? All right, we left off yesterday. We were towards the end of the Mishnah about Esar Kushi. There's a lot we got to see today, Bezer Shem. So I wanted to just point out a few Ha'aras in the beginning before we read on and finish the Mishnah, okay? The first thing that I want to mention is that we discussed yesterday in the Mishnah about a Chazazis. And we said if you have a Chazazis Arubo, it's possible. So the Ritva I gave you, B'Shemiz Rabosav, said Rubo means Rubo Mamish, from all the different sides of the Esrog, okay? So when we say Alsa Chazizis Arubo, and the blotch is on the row of the Esrog, it means row of the Esrog from all different sides. However, the Ritva quoted the Yushalmi that it meant only if it covered one side. So it doesn't mean all the sides, it means only one side. So you have two approaches. Number one, the Ritva B'Shemiz Rabbi, and number two, the Yushalmi. So the Russian Simon Tedvav quoted the Yushalmi that if it's also bo chazazis b'makom echad b'miuto, it's kosher. So it's in one spot, but it's on a mute, then it's kosher. But don't say the Yushalmi is talking about rubo mitzad echad. It's not talking about rubo mitzad echad, because that's negin the masmos on Mishnah, that rubo stam means what? What does rubo stam mean? Rubo stam means from one side. So he says, he points out to Yushalmi, the Yushalmi says, when it's b'makom echad, it's kosher, it's when it's b'miuto. It's not talking about rubo. It's not talking about rubo. So what I want you to get is that when the Mishnah says rov chazazis is pasul, did it mean rov all the sides, stadov of the esrog? That's the Ritva B'Shem Rabosov. Or did it mean like the Yushalmi said, that it meant a rov mitzad echad? And the Rush points out that the only way it's going to be kosher is when it's on a mute, when it's muto. It's not a rov, because rov mitzad echad he held was a problem. Halacha l'maisa. He held rov mitzad echad was considered to be a problem. So therefore, that's the first nekuda I want you to get. What does it mean, chazazis? Okay? That's number one. Number two, the Shulta Giburim and Yudalad and Bey's Os Dalad in the Shem, the Riaz, points out that chazazis is only what arises on the esrog when it's attached to the tree. Just like there are animals that have bruises, when it's what? When it's considered to be, there's bruises on an animal, so too, when the esrog is mechubel karka, that has this chazazis, it has these bruises. But anything that arises on the esrog when it's detached, if it arises on the esrog when it's detached, when it arises on the esrog when it's detached, what's the din? The din is that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be kosher. So that's a stunning chiddush, and that's considered to be like withered. It's not considered to be like dry. So when we say also b'chazazis, it means when it's what? When it's mechubel karka, when the esrog is still on the tree. When the esrog fell off the tree, it's considered to be fine, and it's considered to be the chazazis is considered to be withered, and it only came because of dryness, but it's not too dry, and we learned that withered was kosher. However, the Prima Gadim argues on this, and the Prima Gadim Simen Tov Resh Memches in the Eishel Avram Sifkat Yates says no. He says that the chazazis is palso, is asur, the chazazis is palso even when it's detached. Also means when it's detached. Also bo chazazis means when it's detached. Just like we said hadash, also bo tomorrow, also means when it's detached. So the Prima Gadim argues and he says that no. He says that also chazazis can be when it's talish, kol shekein when it's mechubra. So please get that machlekes. The bottom line is we're machmer. We never want to have any blotches, any chazazis at all on the what? On the esrog. So please get that machlekes to the Shulta Giburim and the what? And the Prima Gadim. That was the second horror. Number three. The third horror I want you to get is these blatlach. They're called blatels. So that's the Yiddish word of these blattels. So the Trumas Adeshin, that's what it's similar to what a chazazis is, okay? So the Trumas Adeshin writes that our minig is to be mekel, even though you can feel these things, because the bottom line is that Halacha l'maisa, the blattels l'maisa are shchiach v'ragil, and they are the color of the esrog. And l'maisa, the esrog is not called enohadr b'shum kach. Just because there might be a few spots here and there, these blattels, which are not chazazeses, okay, which are not chazazeses, they would put them under that category, but they're not chazazeses, they're called blatlach. These blatlach are considered to be what? Kosher. And they're not considered to be a problem. The Ma'aril points out, a lot of times there are these white spots, if you remember when you look at an esrog, and he says that they don't stick out. They're not bolet. They don't stick out above the surface of the esrog. And he says that if that's the case, then it's kosher. Because a chazazis is that it must stick outside the actual surface of the esrog. It sticks outside the actual surface of the esrog. If it's, you know, built in the surface, then it's not a problem. It has to be above it, and if it's considered to be above it, so when we talk about chazazis, it's naturally part of the esrog, but it's above the surface. If it fits in the whole surface, then that's not considered to be a problem at all, and that's why a lot of those white spots are not a problem, doesn't pass the esrog, and they're considered to be okay, halacha l'maisa. And that's what the Trumas Hadeshin writes in Simon Sadi Tess, and that's what we hold like halacha l'maisa. So I want you to get that. Okay, that's the third horror of Lemaitre I want you to get. Yes, go ahead, Matthew, real quick.
So are we saying that all these various external disqualifiers are all outs hitter?
Not all of them are outs hitter, Lemaitre. Not all of them are outs hitter, but some of them might be a problem of hudder. Don't say hitter, hudder.
Hudder.
Correct. And that depends whether the hudder is possible the first day or the last, or all the days. Rambam says hudder is only the first day. The other Rishonim say all the days. But your Pashup shot, it's hudder, not hidder.
So they're not things that would make it possible in and of itself.
Right, that's correct. It's going to be hudder. Okay, so let's get to the din now. The fourth nikud I want you to get to is about niklaf. What does it mean that it was peeled? We learned yesterday that it was peeled, it was puzzle. So the Ravid has a line, he says, well, why does peeling have to be a new psul? As Matthew brought up, we learned already there's a din of chaser, that it's missing something. So here the Ravid writes, the kavanah of niklaf means is that the outer greener part has been peeled off, but not the white part inside. Because if the white part inside is being peeled off, that's already puzzle based on chaser. So what's niklaf bring to the table? What niklaf brings to the table, says the Ravid, is the outer peel. The outer peel has been peeled off, and that's enough to create a psul. And that's what the Ravid and the Rashba write. The Rush says the same thing. However, the Rambam is even more of a chumrah. The Rambam in Perches Halacha Zayin, along with the Ritva, say it's like there's a glaze. If you ever notice on Esther, there's like an outside glaze. That outside glaze, if you remove that glaze, that's like the top part of the Esther. As long as you remove that, that's enough to call that what? That's enough to call that Niklaf, and that would passel the what, the esrog. Why is that not chaser? Because it's the outer klipa, that's not considered part of the esrog. But the halach is that niklaf means is that lamais is niklaf the chitzon, and therefore it might be its color might remain, but the bottom line is that glaze has been removed, and therefore halach lamais that would be called a niklaf according to the Rambam, and that would be passel. So Rambam sheet is much more machmer halach lamais. One sec, and then therefore I wanted to mention. Please get this, is that the Trumas Hadeshin says that all these cases where there's holes in the esrog, if they're because of thorns in the tree, that's considered to be kosher. They have to be natural holes. They have to be natural holes. If there are holes that are because of what? Outside thistles or horns, that will be kosher halacha l'maisa. And that's the sheet of the Trumas Hadeshin, Simon Sadi Test. The Ramah says, he says, as long as the b'makom the neck, if there's or and basar, it's kosher. So that's what we assume, halach lomais on this din. So that's the, those are the five ha'aras I wanted to point out in the beginning of Shir on this Mishnah. The truth is that we said a sixth ha'ara, and that sixth ha'ara is that lomais, what happens if you have also chavizizis amyuto, it's kosher. So why did Mishnah have to repeat the same thing? The Reish it said Rubo, it's kosher, and the Seif says Miut, it's the Reish it says Rubo is Pasul, and the Miut and the Seif says Miut is kosher. The Rachlanir says that's the style of Mishnayis. That's what the Rash writes in Kalim Pirik Beis Mishnah Zion. But we did point out, well, not we did, but I want to point out now, the Ritva does point out, a sixth R I want to mention, is that We're pointing out that when we say that it's kosher, it's on a mute of the esrog, but it's not scattered around rov esrog. If it's scattered on rov esrog, even though it's a mute of the esrog, but it's scattered all around on one spot, that's puzzle. When we say mute, it means it's not scattered around. And therefore, in such a case, the halacha will be that it's kosher. Okay? Yes, I'm sorry. What's your name?
Moshe.
Sri Moshe. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, the thing of Niklav, is that all Adar or is that a separate?
So the push-up shot is that it, based on what the Rishonim are saying, that it's based on what Hadar. Because otherwise, if it's based on Chasar, what does Niklav bring to the table? Okay? So the push-up shot is it's out Hadar. Okay? All right. We left off in the Mishnah, the line in the Mishnah. Go ahead, Avram. Okay? Yes, go ahead. Real quick, Matthew. Go ahead.
For all the ones where it says lo natal, but the natal kosher, it seems like it's the chachila b'diavad. So how would the ritva read the Mishnah?
What's the problem?
Can we say the ritva doesn't hold the chachila b'diavad by deoresis?
It'll be a din d'rabbanan. This will be a din d'rabbanan.
Mina
Torah would definitely be the din d'rabbanan is l'chachila, don't do it. That's how the ritva read the Mishnah. L'chachila, don't do it.
So what does that mean? Deoresis is good or not?
No, it's always good D'oraisa. The din is lo yito. Is that l'chachila coming from the Rabbanan or is it coming from D'oraisa?
Oh,
it's definitely Yotze no matter what. The question is lo yito. Is that a din Rabbanan? Don't do it? Or is that a din D'oraisa? Okay? Very good. And that's the machleis with Tosis. Okay, go ahead, Avram. Let's see where we left off in the Mishnah. Esrog HaKushi. Go ahead.
Esrog HaKushi is possible.
So if it comes from Eretz Kush, it doesn't necessarily have to come from Eretz Kush. It could be black. The din is that it's possible. Okay, go ahead. Yarok, not high yarok, yarok. Oh, you have that girsa, huh? I have, he changes it. Okay, Tysus changes it. So if it's yarok, akarsi, mayor's machshir, rebuta's puzzle. Okay, so lamaisa, how do we paskin? If it's a green esrog that's not going to turn yellow, what's the din? Whenever there's a machlis or mayor rebuta, who do you all like? Rebuta, it's possible. So if you look in the Tikune Zohar, please get this. In the Tikune Zohar, he writes Fakir. He says a green esrog is great. So we know that sometimes there are machlokes into the Gemara and the Zohar. So this seems to be one of them. Rebuta says it's possible, and the Zohar says it's good. So the Sefer Moruksia, written by Rabbi Yaakov Emden, says the following. You know what the Zohar meant? The Zohar meant it's green now, but it's going to turn yellow. That's when the Zohar said it's great. And he writes, I don't like this because why? You shouldn't rely on this. He says, L'chachilu, when you shake the lulav, it should already be yellow. Because you never know, maybe it won't turn out to be that, won't turn yellow. So Lomais, one sec, Adam. So it comes out, the Moruksia says that the Kavanah of the Zohar, it's not that it's a straight up Achleis, the Mishnah of the Zohar. The Zohar was saying that if it's going to turn yellow, it's good. He doesn't like it to rely on that, because when you shake it, it should be yellow. So the same Zohar is quoted by the Bikuri Yaakov. And the Bikuri Yaakov quotes the Zohar, and he says that Esrog should be similar to gold, and that's the Kavanah of the Tikune Zohar. So Lamaisa, the Bikuri Yaakov quotes it, and he says it should be gold. It should not be what? It should be gold or yellow. It should not be green at all. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Lamaisa, writes that the Zohar means Esrog b'mara gal, v'lo b'mara yarok kikarsi. In other words, he says as long as it's lighter, it's not dark green. As long as it's light green, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says the Yushami would say that what the Zohar says that it's kosher. So the bottom line is that what it's ideal to what have it yellow, but if it's green at that point and you're going to turn it into yellow, it's definitely kosher al pi halacha. But the bottom line is ideally it should be what it should be yellow when you take it. Now, this brings us to a very important shiloh. And let's get this. Okay, one second, we'll get to you. And that is the following. There is a tremendous chiddush. We learned the Tosfos on Laman Aleph in the Beis that says it's rogan, that their derech is to get yellow when they're detached. They're vada nigmer peri, and you're able to be yotzu with them, even though they're green at this point. Because the psul is not because it's not hadar, because what do we say, Rebuta? Rebuta doesn't require hadar. So what's the psul of green? It's not nigmer peri. But if it's going to turn yellow, that's already an indicator that it's nigmer peri. So that's the shita that we learned of Tisus. But the Bach had the following chiddush. The Bach said that the Gemara says it's not Gemar Peri. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't hold a Hadar. About Lididon, who we paskin that what? The Chum say you do need Hadar. Having it green is a chisorn of Hadar. And Kozman, it's not yellow mamish, it's posel because it's not Hadar. And the Bikur Yaakov quoted a riot to the Bach, and this is what I want you to get. That if you have, the Trumas Hadeshin writes, if you have an esrog that's shriveled to less than the size of an egg, even though once it did have a shear of an egg, and it was Nigmar Peiro, it's posel if it shrivels. Because the fact that it shriveled shows it's not Hadar. And therefore, just like an esrog Yarok, the psul is not because is the psul is because not hadar. So to a shriveled esrog is also possible because it's what? Because it's not hadar, not because of nigma peri, guys. So what emerges is two different approaches. Why a green one, if you're going to say it's possible, is possible either because it's not nigma peri, or either because it's not hadar. And if you work with the approach it's not hadar, then you could extend that to a case where the esrog shriveled from what it had once been from a beya to what? Less than an egg's worth, egg size, and you would think, why should it be posel? It's Nigmar Peri? No, because I'm not working Nigmar Peri, I'm working the approach of what? That it's Hadar. So that's the Chiddush we want to bring out. And the bottom line is, if you look in the Magen Avraham and the Taz, right there, in Simitof Reish Memches, Sifkot Yirches, they are Cholik, and they say a green one is only posel if it's not Nigmar Peri. But if you know that it's going to turn yellow, that's an indicator that it's already Nigmar Peri and it's Kosher. And they bring a raya lemaisa from the Maharil that you never take a green esrog unless you shar, but also mara, it starts a little bit what? Getting a little bit what? Yellow. It's better always if it gets a little bit, because the whole point is not going to nigmar peri. Once you know that it gets lighter, that's an indicator of nigmar peri. But the bottom line is, if you hold hadar, what's the din? Svi Moshe? It better all be yellow when you what? When you shake it. Yes? It better all be yellow. So that's a very good nafkaminas. So I want you to get those two nafkaminas. If I ask you, what are the two nafkaminas to this issue? Is it a chisaron in what? Gemar Peri? Or is it a chisaron in Hadar? Two nafkaminas. Number one, the shriveling. And number two, do you require it all to be yellow at the time that you actually shake it? Okay? Yes?
So is the shriveling, when it's on Hadar, that's because it's shriveled and it's less than it could be, so that it's a problem, right?
Yes, problem of Hadar.
Right, and he said it's like shriveled. So is that similar to the case with the Arava when we said Kimusha, which means it's not yabish, but it's like kind of shriveled up?
Yeah, but I don't think Svi Moshe, right? Yeah. You know, it's when you say it's withered, you don't have to say though that the size went down in your case. Here, the size actually physically went down. Shriveling is different than Kamush. Kamush means withered. It just it's kind of like you know curled up, but the size Lamaisa here actually it's actually shrunk. The esrog is actually shrunk. Okay? Yes, Adam. You go ahead. You're very patient. Go ahead.
Point. How is shriveling different than yabish? Isn't that the same result?
No. When I talk about shrivel, I talk about you ever look at an esrog, its size gets smaller. Kamush is when you know that it's withering, but it's not the size that's gotten smaller. Okay? Yes.
When Rabbi Yaakov Avin says that it needs to be able to turn yellow, does that mean it obviously means when it's tellish, not when it's still lower, right?
Yes, no doubt.
So how do you know like whether it's gonna turn yellow or not?
I guess you have to trust the mocher, the merchant. He's told you that this is from it's from. That's why it's always better to see if it's already changing already. If you hold the approach Digmar Peri. If you hold the approach Hadar, it should all be yellow already. Okay? Halacha l'maisa, obviously it must turn yellow, must eventually turn yellow. It's kosher, because we probably go with the approach of Digmar Peri better. But some are machmer to make sure that it's always yellow. But you have to make sure you're buying it from a merchant that can trust, that knows for sure the green is turning yellow.
If it gets yellow after Sukkot, the Mofreya, where you go.
Yes, no problem, because we're going to go with that approach. Okay, very good. So let's finish up the Mishnah. Go ahead, Avram, finish up the Mishnah. Okay, now we get to the sizes. Go ahead. Let's go. We got to move. Go ahead. Shear what? So Reb Meir says it's a nut's worth, and Reb Yehuda says it's an egg's worth. But if it's less than that, it's not nigmar peri. Go ahead. And if it's big, what's the din? It has to be enough to what? That you can hold two in one hand, yes? What does Reb Yehuda say? Rabbi Yosi says, "Yafilu achas b'shtei yadav." Yes, he says even achas b'shtei yadav. So the bottom line is here, and I want you to get this, it's a very interesting chiddush, okay? We had, remember we said that we learned a few days ago, you're never supposed to take two in one hand. That's a side reason. In other words, Rabbi Yossi says, I don't care how big the esrog is, it's still not right for that side reason, because you're going to have to hold them all, you know, basically you're going to have to hold them all together. Remember we said, B'yado achas, you're not allowed to do it? So, Lamaisa, you know, that's a side reason. But we're talking about the sheer, the minimum size of an esrog and the maximum size of an esrog. What we say the din is in this case. Now, Rashi, Lamaisa, has this girsa, okay? Rashi has this girsa where he says, the kavanas amishta is you hold the two esrog and b'yado achas. What's the kasha the Ritva asks on Rashi that I gave you? The Ritva says, what's the reason the sheer esrog is to be hold the two esrog and b'yado achas? What kind of reason is behind that sheer? That the sheer esrog should be able to hold two esrog and b'yado achas? What's the rationale behind that? Why would you want that to be the sheer? It's such a strange thing. I have a requirement to shake only one esrog, not two. What kind of sheer is that? That I should be able, the kavanas and mishas, I should be able to hold two esrog and b'yado achas. I don't have to hold two esrogim. I only have to hold one. So he has a different girsa of the Ritva. It's a very, very interesting kasha. What's the girsa of the Ritva? I want you to get this down. Kedeshi yochas shneim biyado achas. Everyone got that? Kedeshi yochas shneim biyado achas. Meaning that you can hold the luluv and the esrog biyado achas. It's not referring to two esrogim. And the reason being is, we already learned, because you might take the luluv in the left and the esrog in the right, and what's going to happen? When you have to flip him, the esrog might fall down, and therefore become puzzle. So according to that girsa, what does Rabbi Yossi say, Avram? What does Rabbi Yossi say? What is Rabbi Yossi's girsa? Afil b'shtei yadav. In our Mishnah, it said what? Afil echad b'shtei yadav. Take out the word echad. You follow me? Rabbi Yossi will say afil b'shtei yadav, meaning that even if you have to hold the esrog in one hand and the luluv in the other, no problem, it's kosher, because he's not chayshish of that flipping. He's not chayshish of having to flip the left to the right and therefore having to fall down to the ground. So I want you to get that Ritva. Ritva has a different what? Ritva has a different girsa in the whole Mishnah. And it makes a lot of sense too, because mechatesi that the shear should be that I have to be able to hold two esrogim. I don't have to hold two esrogim, I only have to hold one. So he flips it, it's referring to what? Luluv and esrog. And take out the word what? Achas. And Rabbi Yossi is not b'chlau chayshish for any of this happening, halacha l'maisa. Okay? All right, very good. It's interesting that the Tshuvas Marsham, he has a whole shiloh where the esrog has to be like an egg mamish, or just on its width, it could be less than an egg, but its length has to be more than an egg. It's interesting. Do you say that the orech, the length, is mitzarif lahashlim is arochav? Does it mean both the length and the width, or does it just mean only one of the two, and that would be enough, halacha l'maisa? It's interesting. Very interesting halacha l'maisa. That's what he wants to tine on this din. Okay, very good. So we got this klor. All right, this is the din l'maisa. This is the din I wanted to get at this end. One more nakuda I want to mention. Then we got to see the gemara, and that is that I mentioned to you before about a situation of shriveling. Okay, so if you assume that Reb Yudah requires it to be the size of an egg, not a nut like Reb Meir, what happens if it was the shear of an egg and then it shriveled? So it could be that if you take the approach Nigmar Peiri, it would be kosher. That's what the Nishmas Adam says. Nishmas Adam says, I don't think that that's mashma like that in the Rishonim. And the Rishonim seem to say, and Taisus and the Rosh say, the reason why it's got to be an egg's worth is not because of what? Not because of, what do we say? Of Nigra Peiri, but a new approach, the lakich has to be nikeris. It has to be recognizable that you are actually taking something, okay? Which will fit into the Gemara. But the bottom line is that the Chayonim has the third approach, and this is what I want you to make, it's not Hadr. So if I ask you, what's the svara behind a shir of Beya? Three approaches. Nigmar Peiri, lakicha nikeris, or number three? Hadr. Correct. And Lamaisa, when the Gemara says this reasoning, when the Gemara, when again, the reason only work with Rebbe Yudah, doesn't hold a hadr. Okay, so within Rebbe Yudah doesn't hold a hadr, that's why the Gemara came up with this reasoning, halacha l'maisa. Interesting. Right, but we're going to see also in this Gemara, when it comes to lekicha nikeres, you'll have to say it would be l'shitaso, with what with Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? Now, Poshup Shat, these Shiurim Lamaisa, these Shiurim, and this is what I want to bring out. If you take that last approach, which it's based on Hadar, I would say if it shrivels up, what will be the din? It's Pasul. Okay? So that's a very good nafkamina. That's a very good nafkamina, halacha lamaisa. And the bottom line is, we discussed there are certain things that never lead to fully ripening. So that's a big shiloh lamaisa. If something is never going to reach its full potential of being a, what is that called? We said that was called a boser. So that's lamaisa, an interesting shiloh, and that's the machlokes with Meir Reb Yudit. According to Shiboli Alek and Hashem Rashi, they're only arguing esrogim that they're sofim, they're not going to grow, even if they stay on the tree. But an esrog that's going to grow until Kazaskaba, everyone says it's kosher, even if it has a little bit less of a shear, halach lamaisa. That was the chiddush of the Shiboli Alek and Rashi. We mentioned that chiddush. But the Marik says that Bein L'Remeir, Bein Reb Yudit, esrog kaful, kapula lavad is kosher, like the Rabbanon. They're only arguing the hitter mitzvah. How much do you have to add on to be most of a shlish? According to Mary, you need to add on to get it to an esrog. We learned all this. And according to Beauty, you need to add on to get it to a kabeya. Okay, very good. So that's the Mishnah, guys. Okay, we got it? Let's see the Gemara now. Okay, let's see the Gemara, because we got to get to the whole lumnus about my Shishani. Yeah, go ahead.
Question. Yes. Why is Rabbi Yossi
Yeah, he doesn't think it's going to happen. He's not chayshish because people are very, very careful. Because it's once a year, he's not chayshish for it. So lamaisa, well, we always say, sometimes you have to what? Lum decides it. I don't know, you look at the statistics, and how often will it happen? So, you know, maybe it's 50%, or is it 51%? So one time, Rabbi Yossi says, in order for it to be a real chash, it has to be 51%. It only happens 50% of the time. And the other Tana holds, no, it happens what? It happens 50% of the time. That's enough to create a chash. That's what we have a Masorah from our Rebbe, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitch. You always have to lum decide it. So that's what you'll have to say. If you look at the people that take the statistics about dropping a srogim, that's what they'll tell you. When you have to flip, does it fall? Does it happen 50% of the time or 51%? So that'll be the machlekes. Okay. Let's go, Avram. Go ahead. Let's see the Gemara. Toro Bonin. Go ahead. Oh. Right, so it's got the same taste, okay? It has the same taste. So if it has the same taste, that's considered to be what? That's considered to be the min that we're looking for. It's considered to be what? It's considered to be an esrog. Now, I want you to get this down. The Meiri makes a comment, and he says, even though there are other trees that do have Eitzim Imperium Shava, and also there is Nikar Likichosam, nevertheless, the best type of species is called an esrog. There's nothing as nice as an esrog. So according to the Miri, the bottom line that is the clincher is the fact that it's the most beautiful. It's the best type of mint. So the Miri says, after it's all said and done, that's considered to be what? That's considered to be why it was taka chosen. Now, the Ritva, which I gave you, said the limas pre-eats hadar. It doesn't say hadar, right? It's saying that tam eats a pre-arshoven. So the pshat is that, you know, the pshat is that the Ritva is saying, the limits from the fact that said pre-eats hadar, didn't just say hadar. So wanted to convey to us that tam eats and the pre are actually equal, and that's exactly what it was driving at, this type of chiddush. Okay, it's interesting, interesting then. Go ahead, frek the Gemara, go ahead.
The aim of the opinion, let's say it's peppercorn.
Now, this is bizarre. Peppercorn is the stuff you make what your pepper on the table, not a green pepper or a yellow pepper. Those are adama. So the Rambam writes, and I want you to get this. The Rambam writes as an Akdama to Seder's Roy. Please get this. He says, Chas v'Shalom, the Amoraim are never misopic what to what. They're never misopic what to shake. They all knew that it was an Esrog, no doubt. From the times of Yoshua ben Nun, we knew that it was an Esrog. The Machlokus was where to find a remez in the Pasuk. I want you to get this. Where is the remez in the Pasuk that we knew that what? That it was talking about an Esrog. Okay? That's what the Rambam writes. Don't tell me the Amoraim are misopic. They always knew that it was an Esrog. Yeah, kind of similar, and I wouldn't call it an smachta because it's deraisa. It's a deraisa, of course. But Lamaisa, they wanted to know where was the remez in the pasuk. And the Ramban in his Perish and Chumash writes, and Makochi is Lashon, Va'nachon be'enak ya'ilan anikra b'Lashon Aramis esrog. He says, a tree that is called in Lashon Aramis esrog, nikra b'shem Lashon HaKadosh Hadar. It's interesting. In the Aramaic, bless you, it's called an esrog, and in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, it's called hadar, because the perish of esrog is beautiful. And what is the Targum Unkel so beautiful? It can get in nechmad lamara, the merageg lemechse, like lo sachmod. How does the Targum Unkel teach lo sachmod? You shall not covet lo teirog. Anything that's nice, like we say in Aksuba, shvar arag nixon. Chemda is always the most beautiful thing. That's what hadar means. So therefore, the minig is considered to be that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be Lashon HaKodesh, it's Esrog, Hadar, and that's how we what? That's how we got to it. But as the Rambam writes, I don't want you to think that the Amorim, you know, were really mistopic. They wanted to find a remez. So the Gemara asks, the Ema what? Go ahead. The Ema. Excellent. If it says Natan Kol Eitz, don't I know that it's Eitz Michael? Right? So Lamaisa says Natatam Kol Eitz, right? Yeah, so don't I know that it's an Eitz Michael? It says Natatam Kol Eitz Michael, right? Ra'atam Ralosas Piryo Sholoshon Milacham Reilin Lo Yoach. We talked about it at great lengths, the Yitzhar of Orla. So don't I know that it's Eitz Michael? So it says Lo Yoach, we're talking about Eitz Michael. So Matam Olomar. Why does the Torah have to write Eitz Michael for? If I know it's already talking about Eitz Michael, what does it have to say it for? Go ahead. Oh, talk about something that's equal. Heavy Omer.
Heavy Omer is
that
Pilpilin.
Lamdeh Shapilin Haya Vinabor. Oh. And also the Bryce of Kedus is a Pulse can say for Dvarim that says Eretz Yisrael has everything. Go ahead. Eretz Yisrael has everything. So Gemara is a legitimate kasha. Why do you take a what? Why do you take an Esther? You should take Pilpilin. Because the Pulse is very clear in the Chumash, right? Xavo El Aretz, the Tata Kalitz Michael, Ratam or Lasso. As Pirios Shalashanim Yelachem Rein Lo Yochel. Right? So, what do you have to say that Pusik for? Eitz Michael. It's superfluous, right? So, that's the Chiddush that we want to bring out. Okay? Now, we pointed out that Oral and Chutz Laretz is Allah Lamosh Mesinai. Oral and Eretz Yisrael is a Pusik and Chumash. What do we say part of the Allah Lamosh Mesinai was? That Suffolk Oral and Chutz Laretz is Mutter. So, when you say the Bracha on the Ilanos from Bikivega writes on Shulchan Aruch, I don't know if that's a third, if it's in the first 3 years of its lifetime. How can you say a bracha on the Ilanos? No problem. In Chutzrat, Safik or Lechotzrat is Mutter. So you could say the bracha, no problem. Part of the Lechwa Moshe Messina has that, a case of Safik's Mutter. So Gemara has that kasha. One sec, Yudas. What's Gemara's answer? Go ahead.
Hasam Mishum Delo Efshar
No, Hasam Mishum Delo Efshar. Cannot be talking about what? Peppers. Go, because the Hechi Nevet. How could you do it? Go ahead. Ninka treyer tlasa. Go ahead. Yeah, pri echad amarachmana. You read the brackets there. Pri echad amarachmana. Lo shnayim ushlosha. Ukach lo efshar. So it cannot be what? It cannot be peppers. Okay? Cannot be peppers at all. So the Gemara says it cannot be that din. Halacha lamaisa. It's not possible to be that. Al pi din. So we just what slugged up that it can't be what? It cannot be pilpulin. Okay? So, Lamaisa, but we do say Pilpilin are what? Are archive in Orla, and it's considered to be what? It's considered to be a tree. Finish up the Shitas, and then we got to go to the Tisus. Go ahead. Rabbi Omer.
Alti Hadar, Ella, Adir.
Oh, Ma'adir. Ma'adir,
Zah, Yishbo, Gedolim, Makatanim, Tamimim, Mubalim, Momin. Al-Khanami, Yishbo, Gedolim, Makatanim, Tamimim.
Different types. There's big, small, Tamimim, Mubalim, Momin. Frekta Gemara. Other trees have the same thing. Ella. Right, when the ketanim come, the older ones are still on the tree. That doesn't happen by any other what? That doesn't happen by any other tree. And therefore that what? That makes it very unique. Halacha l'maisa. So the Ritva again points out, please get this down, that there are trees like this. But as Makubu b'yodam that you take an esrog. And therefore, again, you're working backwards. We knew it was an esrog. We try to plug it into the pasuk. Okay, I want you to get that line of the Ritva. Okay? See, Rashi says, even though by other trees there's Tamim and Balim Umim, but no one has Gedolim and Ketanim on the same tree. Right? That's what Rashi said. Did you notice that? That's what Rashi says. The Cedar Rashi says like that. Rashi says it on the Daf, the Machsovichi. The Ritva doesn't say that, though. The Ritva says, though, there are other trees that have it. But we have a Masorah again that we know we're working with what we're working with an esrog, Halacha L'maisa. Okay? The Aruch HaNir says Rashi mentioned apples. You notice Rashi mentioned apples? Right. What'd you say?
Just said, call it that profane. Is that specifically
Yeah, apples, push-up shot. Why does he mention that? Because he could have said what? Because Dover says only matsui, by other trees, the pears ketanim are not mevushal. That's what Rashi mentions, apples. Because tapuchim and esrogim are eaten also when they're small. That's why Rashi wanted to point out dafka tapuchim, because tapuchim are a little bit closer to esrogim, because they're eaten when they're small as well. But the bottom line is, Rashi says you don't have gedolim and ketanim on them at the same time, the trees. But at least the pukim are similar, they are eaten when they're small, unlike all the other fruits. But the Ritva says the whole thing exists by other trees. So it's like Amachlezim and Tzis, same thing, Moshe. So you have to lump the size, and that's the botanist. How often does it happen for you to say that it always exists? But the bottom line is, seems like it's Amachlez Rashi, what? Rashi Ritva in Mitzis. You never want to have Amachlez in Mitzis. Because just go ask the zoologist. Gemara has 2 days whether shore are tame or not. Ask the zoologist whether they're tame, Rabaran said to us. So I'll tell you 50% are tame. Is that enough to deem them all tame, or do you 51%? Same thing here. Okay, finish up. Rabbi Abo Amar, finish this piece.
Rabbi Abo Amar, Altigray Hadar Ella Hadar.
Ah, means a Lashon Dira. Go ahead. It's got to live there from year to year, okay? It's got to live there from year to year. So Allah Lamaisa, since it lives there from year to year, that's considered to be what? That's an Esrog. Go ahead, Ben Azai. Meaning what? As Yehuda pointed out in Shir, the Yerakos need rainwater, and they also can have irrigation. But the only fruit is an Esrog that is Gadol HaKol HaMayim. Okay? Pashup Shot is when you don't have rainwater, you can use irrigation. That's a Pashup Shot. The Tosfos Yazakin means that any type of water that comes through won't damage it. However you want to say it, but it's unique and special in that vein. And therefore it comes out to be, how many shittas do we have? How many shittas do we have, Alach Lamaisa? Priyat Sadar is one, where the Tam is Shava. Number two is what? Hadir, Rebbe Enu HaKadosh. Excellent. What's number three? Rebbe Abo, Ella what? Hadar. And four is what? Ben Azai. What's bizarre with this? Yeah, but what's bizarre with that? Good point. But what's bizarre just with the shittas, guys? All of them are Tanoim except Rabbi Abo. Rabbi Abo's an Amora. How can Rabbi Abo argue on Tanoim? No, it's strange. Right? So what would you say? So I would say, Lamaisa, first, what do we say over all the time? That an Amora, if he's 100% sure, can argue on a Tana. He just cannot argue with a what a slight Natiyas Adas. The only Amora that can argue on a Tana, a slight Natiyas Adas, is who? Rav. Rav Tano Polik. That's one possibility I was thinking. Intuition. An intuition. You have an intuition. You don't have 100% certitude. But I'll tell you another Pshat Lamaisa that I saw from the Kapos Tamarim, and he wanted to say that they're not arguing in Din. They're arguing in Agadata, in Drosha's Apsukim. In Drosha's Apsukim, an Amora can argue on a Tana. That's what he wants a Tana. Okay. Interesting shot. Okay? Interesting shot. So we have two answers I want you to know. Okay? Here they're not arguing on Din, they're arguing on drushes from Sukkim. Interesting. But Lamaisa, we want to say another shot that he was 100% like the Kesef Mishnah, like Reb Chaim said to Reb Elchanan. Reb Elchanan said, Rav Reb Yochanan, Lach Reb Yochanan. But on the other hand, the only Amora that can argue on a Tana is Rav. So Rav's the only Amora that can argue on a Tana with slight Natiyas Adas. When you have Rav and Reb Yochanan against one another, we pass like Reb Yochanan. If Rabbi Yochanan is 100% sure he could argue on a Tana, any Amora could argue on a Tana. They just were makabel themselves. When the Gemara asks all of Rashas, Vatatanan, Vatatanya, the Amoraim were makabel not to argue on Tanoic literature if they have a slight Natiyas Adas. Yes, Yehuda, real quick, go ahead.
I don't understand what the possible Losef Sefer Kopa did through the Gemara. I don't get what
that's all one Brisa, okay? Like I told a few guys in Seder, it's all one Brisa. So the Brisa wants to point out that Eretz Yisrael have every species in the world. Eretz Yisrael is so beautiful that it even has species that the Eitz and the Pri are equal. And therefore the Brisa said it's pepper. So that's why we're trying to highlight the notion, the strength of the peppercorn. Okay, top toises. Go ahead, Avram. Let's go. L'lamedcha, because we got to get to the Maisha Sheni, the lumpus there. About Heter Achille. Go ahead. L'lamedcha. Top toises, guys. Look inside. Right. So he says that, don't tell me that it's a min yeriku because it's very low to the ground, like rotum. Adam looked it up, it means a broom, whatever that means, a type of herb or species. It's not so high. So therefore, I would have a havamin that pilpulin are not so high, so it's not a din of an eights, and therefore there's no chiyuv orla. Okay. Yeah, I would have thought it's a vegetable, because it's so low. Okay, and there is such a concept like that. We have about blueberries and things of that. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva. If you have very low blueberries to the ground, then maybe you say adoma. You have higher blueberries off the ground, then you say eights. Okay, but here the chiddush was that people, I don't care how low they are, they have a din eights, the din pri, and they're chayv in orla. Go ahead, Kasha. Go ahead, Avram. It has nothing to do with height or not. Go ahead. That's a davar pashut, he says. That something that's low has a din of what? Din of a tree. That's not what the Gemara had in mind. That's a davar pashut. You don't need a chiddush for that. Ella.
Ella, hi, Nataima. Roshim Danrina and Perak Vasher, the Yoma. Kaz Pilpili, the Yoma, the Gaturi, Pater.
Oh, if you chew a peppercorn on Yom Kippur straight up, it's potter, because not derech achila. Frek the Gemara. What are you talking about? Pilpul are chayv and orla. It is an ochel. Don't tell me it's not an ochel. It should be chayv karis for eating on Yom Kippur. Go ahead. It's a big difference. If it's moist and edible, then it's chayv and orla. If it's dry, it's not edible, it's not derech achila. That's why you're potter on Yom Kippur. Go ahead. V'saka daitach. Even since it's going to dry out, I would think even when it's moist, it's potter. Kamashman, the chiddush is when it's moist. What's the din? It's chayiv. And that's exactly what's going on here. So what's the chiddush? Rashi said the chiddush is that it's so low to the ground, I would have thought it's a minyara. Kamashman, it's not. Tosis says, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is, I would have thought that it's going to end up being dry. I would think it's not a shame pri, and therefore what? It wouldn't be chayiv. Or like kamashman, it's chayiv. Vim toimar. Yeah, how do you know it's referring to pilpulin? Maybe it's referring to esrog, maybe it's referring to a fenugreek. They metaltan. Go ahead. What shall he mean? End of? Excellent. So there's three things right off the bat. You get that impression of the Miri. Miri said there are a lot of things, right? We know three right off the bat. Pilpulin, Esrog, and what else? Tlatam. So he says, why does this price say it's an Ema? The Gemara says, maybe Pri-Eitzara means Pilpulin, and they quote this whole price. So how did that price know something about Pilpulin? Like you just said, maybe Eretz Yisrael is being complimented because of Tlatam or Esrog, right? So what's the Teretz? V'yesh Lomar. Oh, that's a davar pashut than Esther's a pri. So we don't need that. That couldn't have been what the Bryson meant. It's a davar pashut. Go ahead. And Tlatan is not chayv and orla on the other pole because of the yerek. Min chashiv? Because it, why? Because it lists off kilayim bekerim. Kidistan is one of the problems. Excellent. Someone has packages of Tlatan of kilayim bekerim. So you see, obviously, it's a vegetable. So you see there, only the process of elimination, the only thing that's left is what? What's the only thing that's left? It's pilpulin. Exactly. So we have this machlaikas lamaisa rashi and taisus. Orla is very unique, lamaisa. Orla is very, very unique because why? It's a lach homosh mesinei and chutz larts. However, in Eretz Yisrael, it's what? It's a pasuk and chumash. And we said that there's a machlaikas in the gonim, whether it's a ravai and chutz larts. Remember that? Remember we said there are two types of lach homosh mesinei? Misparashis or mischadashis. If you hold that it's mispareshes, just like Eretz Yisrael, there's a fourth year that's aser, so do chutzlars. If you hold mischadeshes, then chutzlars is a totally new track. Only the 3 years are aser, the fourth year is okay. Okay, remember we said that? Orl and chutzlars, do you have to burn or not? Orl and Eretz Yisrael, you have to burn submission through. That depends on the shayla too. If it's mischadeshes, then pashup shayla, you don't have to burn it. If it's mispareshes, then you should have to burn it. Okay? All right. Very good. Let's go now, Vaiter. Vaiter to Gemara. Says, what does the Gemara say? Go ahead. Excellent. Since it's going to be burnt, it's pulverized now, and therefore it doesn't have the shear. We know it has to have a shear, and therefore it's what? And therefore it's possible. Okay? We know it has to have a shear. If it doesn't have a shear, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be possible. Right? You remember we said that? Right? We know that it has to have a shear. Okay? Remember we said it has to have a shear, Lamaisa. You remember that? It has to have a shear. Why do we say it has to have a shear? Does anyone remember? What did Tais say in Daf Lamed? You guys remember, right? Ketute Mecha Shirei, because the shear is what? How do you know it needs a shear? From what? From the fact the Mishnah says that egos are kebeya. Aye. But remember we said less than the shear is just not Nigmar Peri, so it's not a riot that it's a shear. What's the riot that an Esrog needs a shear? Because we discounted what? Pilpulin. Why are pilpulin bad? Because it's not nikar. Excellent. So you see there is a shear that it's got to be nikaris. The shear has got to be nikaris. Granted, you can't be a raya from an egg and a what? And a nut, because that might just be an indicator of nigra peri. But the best halacha that shows that there's a shear to it is the fact that pilpulin are bad, because it's got to be a likicha nikeris. Okay? So therefore, if there's got to be a shear, then we should say ketut demechta shure, it's pulverized and it's bad. Excellent.
Where does Tosfos say that?
Tosfos and Taf the top Tosfos, on Lamed of an Aleph, about one about mitzvah bo baveira. It's in the middle of that. It was tucked away. We worked hard on that. Don't you know, many people will tell you, what's the raya that an esrog needs a shear? Needs a kebeah, or because it's got to be a kebeah or not. That's not true. Kebeah or a nut is indicated nigra peri. The best rye is the fact that we discount pilpulin. Because it's got to be the lekicha nikeris, that it's got to be a shear. That's the shear. Okay. You got it? Okay, Vaita, go ahead, Avram. You're doing a great job. Go ahead. Let's see now. This introduced to us now the Chiddush Mahalach we got to get to. Go ahead. Excellent. Is a machlekes amoraim. What's a machlekes? Meaning that what? It's got to be yours. It's got to be yours on the first day Esrog. Yes? What's a manifestation of yours? The ability to eat or the ability to mekadesh a woman? Which is in other words saying din mamo. That's the shaila here, guys. What is the din of lachem? Does lachem mean that you have to simply have the ability to eat it? Like Matthew said, don't necessarily have to own it, but you have to have the ability to eat it. Lamaisa. The other sheet that says, no, you have to have the ability to mekadesh a woman. Now, an orla is asur b'achila en hana, and therefore the Torah says, esrog has to be lachem, you got a problem, that means I cannot use it for all the hana I want, it's asur b'achila hana, therefore an esrog shel orla is off limits and it's possible. Go ahead, v'chad hamar. I can't mekadesh a woman with it, and it's not mine. And therefore it's not considered to be lachem, and therefore it's considered to be a psul. So the two reasons behind this din of what? The two reasons behind this din why an esrog shel orla is a problem. Is it because you can't eat it? Or is it because what? You have no bialis on it, and you cannot what? You cannot mekadesh a woman. Okay? Now, I want you to get this down. Please get this. Hopefully we'll have time to get to it inside. But Lamaisa, what I want to point out to you, what is this notion of heter achilu? So, the Rav points out very beautifully, I want you to get this, that Tosfos, the end of Tosfos Dimaska Lafi, hopefully we'll have time to see it inside, points out that a heter achilu means that you don't have to have a heter achilu right now, as long as you could theoretically have a heter achilu, which namely means you could bring the Maisha Sheni to Yushalayim. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos is of the opinion that an esrog of Meiser Sheni Begvulin, is that kosher or not? According to Tosfos, that's kosher. Why is that kosher according to Tosfos? Because it could be eaten. It can't be eaten now, but it could be eaten if you brought it into Yushalayim. And the Rambam, I gave it to you in Periches Halacha Beis, guys, get this down, holds categorically, you are not Yotze Esrog Shel Meiser Sheni Begvulin. Why are you not Yotze? Because there is no heter achila. What do you mean there's no heter achila? There must be a heter achila befoal right now. According to the Rambam, it has to be right now. And in Gvulin, outside of Mitzvah, there is no heter now. And therefore, Allah Almighty, you cannot eat. Tosfos and Rambam argue, so I want you to get this down. What does heter achila mean? Does heter achila mean befoal right now? Or does heter achila mean in theory? So according to Tosfos, Heta achila means the theory. Since there's a way for me to eat it by bringing it to Shalim, that's fine. According to the Rambam, says, I don't care. The Rambam says you have to be able to eat it right now, and you are not in Yushalayim. So therefore, it will be possible. That's the Rambam I gave you, Periches Halacha Beis. So they are holding very strong Lamaisa, okay? The Rambam holds that a heter achila is a tenai in making it a shame pre. It's got to be mutter b'achila mamish in order for it to be a pre. And therefore, esrog shel ma'aseh sheni b'gvulim is possible. Tosfos says, I'm sorry. Tosfos is of the opinion that din heter achila is a din in lachem. It means it shows bialis. And therefore, as long as I can eventually eat it, that means I'm fulfilling lachem. I want you to get this down. Well, to what degree you understand this din, halacha lemaisa. Yes, go ahead, Moshe Sfi. Yes?
Yes.
So go ahead.
Does that mean that after the first day is fine? Because lachem is the only shon, right?
Yeah, we'll go see. We get to Tosfos. Pashup shot, we'll see. We'll see. Could be. Could be, yeah. According, Lachem's only on the first day. Push up shot, yes. Okay? We'll see, though, that Lamaisa, There'll be nafkaminis. But I want you to get this notion of what the heter of what a heter of lachem is. Go ahead, Avram, go ahead. Let's see. Kasaka daiten. Seems like they're mutually exclusive. The one who looks at heter achila doesn't look on bialis. The one who looks at din mamon doesn't look at heter achila. Then you're going to have a problem. Go ahead. What's the din? Oh, now please get this down. Truma Tmeya, we all know what Truma is. What are the three things you need to have for Tevel? Has to grow a third. You have to, what, harvest, put into a pile. Machlis Rashi Rambam does have to be neat, the pile. And then you bring it in your home. If you eat Tevel, you're Chai Bisvita Shemaim. Once something's Tevel, then your mafresh Trumas and Maestras on it. Now, Truma that became Tomei must be burnt. Please get that. Truma Tmeya must be burnt. Is that the Arise of the Rabbanan that has to be burnt? It's a Machlis Rashi Toysis and Shabbos Chafayim and Aleph. Truma Tmeya must be burnt, but is that the Arise of the Rabbanan? It's a Machlis Rashi Toysis. You got to know that. No matter what, though, Lamaisa, plug it in. Bishlama, Truma, Tmeya, and that's a good possible. Bishlama. Why is there no heter achila? This is a Gemara in Yavamis. And Dafayin Gimel Amaralf. You are not allowed to eat Truma Tmeya, correct? Even though you yourself are tar, excellent. Matthew, I don't care whether you're tar. If the food itself is Tamei, it's a problem. Now, you might not be Chayav Malkus because it's the Nisar Esse, but Lamaisa, it's still usher to do. You got to know this, okay? So you got to. So there's no heter achila. So I understand why it's possible. Go ahead. Ella what? Ah, what does that mean? It is mutterbana. How's it mutterbana? When you burn it, you can get fuel out of it. You can cook something, right? You could cook something. Even though you're chayav to burn it, but it's mutter lasiko tachas tafshilo. Use it as fuel. It's mutterbana. So you see that as a din mamon, right? You see that as a din mamon. So the Gemara has a great taina. So the Gemara says, Ella. So the Gemara fixes it. Let's get it. Excellent. Everyone agrees you need a heter achila. There is no doubt about that. No one argues about that. For you to be Yotze Yesrog, I want you guys to walk away with for the Maskanas of Gemara. For you to be Yotze Yesrog, what's the first litmus test? Is this thing mutter b'achila? If it's mutter b'achila, it's fine. Go ahead. Ki pligi. Ah, go ahead. Who's that? We don't know who old what. Chadamer, right? Ava what? Marsavar. In order for it to be what? Lachem, you need din mamon. Okay? In order to be lachem, the question is, what is lachem, Lamaisa? What is lachem? As I told you before, Evan agrees you need the first requirement, you need the ability to eat it. That's lachem. But does lachem also mean the ability to mekadesh a woman? That's the way you say it, guys. Okay? So the Gemara says, very good, Lamaisa, it's a very big chiddush. Okay? So what's the Gemara saying in Afkamina? It's my benayu. Aliba? What does Rabbi Meir normally say Meister Sheni is? Mamon Gavoa. Chomim say it's Mamon Hedjo. So can you Mekadosh a woman with Meister Sheni according to Meir? No. According to Chomim, can you? Yes. So go ahead. Lamanda Amar. Yesh Baheter Achila, even though there's no Din Mamon, right? I don't care about that. Go ahead. Lamanda Amar. And therefore, you would not be Yotzu with such an esrog. Okay? Exactly. Correct. So it comes out to be a nafkamina. So I want you to get this. If you look in the Rambam, and I gave you the Rambams, the Rambam in Pirachas Halach Alef and Nechas Lulav says that a person should not take an esrog shel avodah zara lecharchila, and if you take it, you Yotze. Right? You saw that Rambam in Seder. Rambam says you're not allowed to take an esrog shel avodah zara lecharchila. But if you did, you yotze. Let me ask you a question. Why are you yotze? There's no heter achila. There's no heter achila with avodah zarah. Rambam, I gave you perek zaynuchos avodah zarah lecha beis. You're not allowed to use any mishamesh at krovus. It's all usher. It's all usher. It's mamish usher. L'yidbuk b'muchah mumah menacherim. You might not be loka on the hana. You know, might not be loka on the hana. So Lomai, so what's going on here with this Rambam? How can the Ram say Esrog Shel Avodah Zarah is a problem? Halach Lamaisa. How's it a problem? Of course it should be a problem. Lamaisa, how can you say Yotze? There's no Heter Achilu. So I want you to get this. The Rav says an amazing Chiddush. Beautiful Chiddush. The Rav said like this. And he really built it up based on the following. There is a famous Rambam, and if you learn for your daya, for smicha, called the Nekud in the Flo. You know what the Nekud in the Flo means? He actually writes this to the Rambam, the Perush Mishnah and Krisis. He says, I have a wonderful point. He actually says, Nekud in the Flo. Well, he says he has a wondrous point. What's a chiddush? He says an amazing thing. He says, the Isser, halacha lamaisa, of Hana by Basar B'Cholov is not its own Isser. It's an outgrowth of the Isser Achila. That's the way the Rambam describes Isser Hana. The Isser Hana is not a separate Isser. It's an outgrowth of the Isser Achila. The Iker Isser of Basar B'Cholov is Isser Achila. And therefore, there's no Isser of Basar B'Cholov. It's not Chal al Nevela. Because the bottom line is, you see, what is Basar B'Cholov? It's an Isser Achila and an Isser Hana. What is an Isser Nevela? Only an Isser Achila. So anytime you have an Isser Achila, Isser Hana, it should be an Isser Mosif, and it should be Chal on top of it. Remember we learned that then? So why do you say an Isser Chal and Isser? That when you do Basar B'Cholov with a Nevela. You know what the answer is? Because the Isser Hana is not considered like a second Isser. The Isser Hana stems from the Isser Hana, so therefore it's like a tie. So therefore it's an Isser Chal and Isser. That's the wondrous point the Rambam says. Rambam develops this theory, yes. The Rambam says that Basar B'Cholov with Nevela, let's say you take a Nevela, chicken, that was shot dead, and you want to cook it with milk. Does Basar B'Cholov chal on Nevela? He says it doesn't. Why does the Isser Basar B'Cholov not chal on Nevela? It's an Isser Mosif. Basar B'Cholov has an Isser Achila and an Isser Hanah. Nevela only has an Isser Achila. It's mutter to sell a Nevela, it's mutter ba'ana. You're the kasha? So he says, I have a wondrous point. I still say it's an Isser Chal Isser. Because why? The Isser Hana of Basar B'Cholov really stems from the Isser Achila. So it's like what? It's not bringing anything new to the table. So therefore you go back to saying an Isser Chal Isser. The second Isser does not chal on the first Isser. Adam, you got me? That's the Nekuda Niflo of the Rambam. It's a tremendous Chiddush. So therefore it could be, says the Rav, Dafka by an Esrog with its Asr Midin Achila. Do you tell me it's no shame pre? When you say you need a heter achila, what does it mean? What does it mean, Avram? It must have a heter achila. If it has no heter achila, it takes away the shame pre. And therefore it's possible. But what's an esrog shel avodah zarah? What's an esrog shel avodah zarah? What is it? It's asr bahana. It's not just an isra achila. It's an isra hana. So that isra hana is not mafgi the shame pre. So Lomais, it's considered to be like it has a heter achila. Because Avodah Zarah, the shame pre-esrog, Lomais, still remains. It's just another Isser stops you from actually practically eating it. You follow me? But conceptually, the shame pre remains. How do you get rid of a shame pre? The fact that it's Asr Bachila. You need a heter achila. One of the sheet is the Gemara. Either it's heter achila or what? Din Mamam. What does heter achila mean? Heter achila means if you don't have a heter to eat, it's not a shame pre. It's not a shame pre. I can't be yotze my esrog on it. Avodah Zarah shel Esrog happens to be an Isra Hana taxon. Just happens to be that Achila is one of the ways of Hana, but it's not a real legitimate Isra Achila on its own. It's kind of a technical thing. So as if it's a technical thing, the Shame Pre remains on a Pre shel Avodah Zarah. The Shame Pre, Esrog shel Avodah Zarah, maintains the Shame Pre. So therefore, what the Rambam says, B'dievet, you'd be Yotze with an Esrog shel Avodah Zarah. You hear what I'm saying? That's the Chiddush. It's like the flip side of the wondrous point of the Rambam. What was the wondrous point of the Rambam? What's the Iker Isser by Basar B'Cholov? Achila. The Hana stems from the Achila. What's the Iker Isser when it comes to Avodah Zarah? The Hana. It happens to be Achila is one of the ways of the Hana. But it's not a classical Isser Achila that's getting mafki the shame pre. Therefore the Rambam says, B'dievet your Yotze. That's the Chiddush I want to bring out to you guys. You hear what I'm saying? That's the Chiddush you want to bring out.
So the shame pre has to remain intact.
Well said, and it does remain intact, yes. And when the Gemara says Orla is bad, one day it says Heter Achila, that's because what? The shame pre does not remain intact. Because why? The Isser Hana by Orla might stem from the Isser Achila, like the Rambam said by Isser Basar B'Cholov. Okay? Yes, Moshe Tzvi.
Yeah. So why shouldn't it be
Lech Achila
fine?
Lech because it's Mos. It's repulsive to Avodah Zarah. Anything connected with the Vazaras is repulsive l'chachilu. We have this concept of Mos l'gavoa. You know where we have that also? I want to point out to you, I think I pointed out to you guys briefly, we said about a Kohen Michal Shabbos Kenidukhin before Hesiod. Mr. Brewer writes, Beferish, you cannot. Vakon, all the time in America, people drive years ago. When I was a kid, they drive in the parking lot and they were duchen. According to Mishnah Berurah, it's not right. The Rav's father thought it was okay. Why? Because there's a special din that if you're connected to Avodah Zarah, you're most like Avoa. Being Machal Shabbos doesn't make you most like Avoa. Doesn't make you repulsive like Avoa. So therefore he thought it was okay. He argued on the Mishnah Berurah. What'd you say? That's what Rashi says in Chul and Ham and Af. It's like your kofar b'kola torakula. But there's this unique din of mos l'gavoa, repulsive l'gavoa. So Moshe Soloveitchik wanted to say that only one who engages in Avodah Zarah shafts that din of mos l'gavoa. Okay, it's a machlekes, Mr. Brewer, Moshe Soloveitchik. Well, most of the people do. Otherwise, it would be machlekes. It would have been terrible machlekes. Okay. But you got this shtickle? You got it now? Okay, please get that in the Rambam. Okay, let's go now to the Tosis. Let's go. Avram, you're doing a great job. Guys, look inside. Okay? Let's see the Tosfos Lefishein Bo. Okay? Now, we'll organize through the week where everyone's going to be staying. Okay? And I think I really would like to start early, if you can. 6:10 Shabbos. Okay? It's not so... Can you get there by 6:10, Mincha? Okay? Well, I'd like to try to do that. Avram, let's go. Tosfos, guys, look inside. Lefisha what? Lefishein Bo
Hetarachimba.
Oh. You better be able to use any utility you want. Any hana. Go ahead. So what's he saying here? What's he bothered by? Whenever you have an afagav, we don't skim. So what's the afagav here in the Tosis? Afagav is introducing an akasha. Even though it says lachem, roi lachem, you need to be able to use any utility. We got a problem then. Truma Tumea, what does it say? Truma Tumea, it says what? It says you have to burn it, but it says you can use it when you're using it for fuel. Yes? So let me ask you a question. Why can't it be kosher then? If I have a heter for utility to use it for fuel, so why is Truma Tumea possible in that structure of Truma Tumea? There's a utility. Haroi lechem chol dark and asan. Right? It has to be roi and also to eat. So there is a utility for me to use it for Truma Tumea. So why do you say that it's possible? That's Tosis Kasha. We should say it's kosher. Who says you need all types of utilities? Maybe one utility is enough, right? The utility of Hanau should be good. So what's his answer? That's where you start the answer. Cave the nitmeis. Now, since it's Tomei, cave the nitmeis asur vakasav. What does he say in Yud? And the Torah asers shayach lidrus l'chadidei l'shar hanos, meaning they will say what? Since the Torah what? Said it's asr, and it's impossible, it's not mutter to eat, so why did, it's impossible to say, v'yef shalomar, that it's muteris b'achila, so, because what else would the isr be? So it must be, what is l'cha coming to tell me? That it's mutter what? Mutter b'ana. Kemo what? Meaning that what? You can't eat a lulav. It's not edible. So obviously, lachem is coming to tell me what? What is lachem coming to tell me?
It has to be
something that's mutter ba'anah, because you can't eat it. But in a situation where there's a heter achilu like esrog, then lamaisa it better be what? What must it be? Come on, let's get it clear. You must have the ability. If you can practically, physically eat it, you must have the ability to eat it. Truma Tmeya, you can't eat it because of halachic reasons. So therefore, what? It's possible.
So if it's edible, it has to be heter achila.
Exactly. Either it's a utility for Truma Tmeya that you can use it for fuel, yeshkoyach. But lamais, it's usher for you to eat. Since it's usher for you to eat, then what's the din? It's going to be possible, Truma Tmeya. What about what? What about esrog? You better be able to eat it. If you can't eat it, it's going to be what? It's going to be possible. You must be able to eat it on a practical level. If you cannot eat it, it's going to be what? It's going to be usher. And you're not going to be yotze with. Okay, go ahead. Vim Tomar, go ahead.
Vim Tomar, Gabi Ulo Shela Sher, Vishal Yerani Dachas, Lama Lan, Tai with the Mithas Yure, Tebu Glamishim Devahina Din Mamon.
Oh, it's a great kasha. It's very juxtaposed in the Gemara. Before we did this whole sugya, what do we say? We said Mechtak Shure. What are you Mechtak Shure for? Well, now that we have a Din Mamon, that's enough. Dafilu what?
Dafilu Man, the Lochayish Hacha, Gabi Esrog, with Din Mamon.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. You know, the mandamin that says hetachila only says about something you can eat. A lulav is not edible. The man number says that it says heter achil. If you're dealing with a non-edible item like a lulav, you're going to need a din mamon. So what do you got to stand on your head and come with ketutim mechlas shiurei? Just say there's a din mamon, and it's not worth a shava pruta. So that would be a very simple reason. That's Taisa's kasha, very very stark kasha. Taisa has a very very stark kasha. Okay, very very big chiddush. This is what Taisa asks. Okay, this is Taisa's kasha. Now lamaisa, okay. Okay, read Taisa's third, son. We say over the other Rishonim. Go ahead. What did he say? Oh, this is what you asked before, Moshe Sfi. Why didn't you continue the Mechta Shirei? Because if you work with functions of Lachem, it's only going to pass on the first day. Continue the Mechta Shirei, you need to shear all the days. So there's an apostle the second day. Okay? That's what Taisa says, a beautiful Teretz. Halacha Lamaisa. But I want you to know this. Very, very interesting. Halacha Lamaisa. The Tosfos Rid asked the same kasha. Tosfos Rid asked the same kasha. Okay? What do you need the reason is for of what? Orlor is omid l'sreif. It's ketuta mechta shirei. L'maisa, it's a great kasha. So what's Tosfos Teretz? Tosfos Teretz is I need for Yontov Sheni. So look what he says here. He turns around about face. That's why these two Gomaras are very, the segment, first segment, 42 dots, and the one afterwards. Go ahead, Avram. Now he turns around about it. Yim Tomar.
Yim Tomar, Esrof Shel Orla, Kepikle Demetha Shirei. It means Masa Bisrefa.
What do you need this reasoning of what? Heterachila, Din Mamon, forget about it. Just go write the Ketut Demetha Shirei that's got to be burnt. Go ahead.
De Kechashi Leve Temura Perak Basra, Bahade Mishrafi.
That's a mission we've mentioned many times in the Temura. These are things that have to be burnt, things that have to be buried. Go ahead. The things that burn are not allowed to be buried. The F-shar. Wow, it's a din d'oraisa. The Alfina law.
The Alfina law mikole hakerem nixiv pentik dash. The darshinan pentik hada eish mehai time nami puzzle eser shel chumatameya mitzvah b'sreifa.
Right, Tosa seems to say that the mitzvah b'sreifa is d'oraisa. Remember, I told you the machlokes Rashi Tosas in Shabbos. Seems to be that Tosas holds d'oraisa. Go ahead. So lamalan. So what does he ask? So lamalan time and after achila. So you see how the Tosas builds it up. That's an Adam. That's what I want you to get. First part of the Tosas, so he worked on what? First on the Tosas, he worked on what? Having the utility. Then he says, what do you need to do the shiur for? Typically, din mamon. So he answers, I need to do the for the second day. Now, to do the is such a good reason. What do I need to have the achila for? Turns around about face. So the Tosas really asks the same kasha. Please get it down. Tosas really says the following answer. He says the following. He says, Stam Orla Ketani. What does Stam Orla mean? This is what Matthew was suggesting before. How much jump out of my seat when I saw this? Did the Mishnah say anything about Orla Eretz or Orla Chutzarts? Not my Mishnah. It said an Esrog Shel Orla is a problem. Includes even Orla of what? Orla of Chutzarts. So therefore it's Asar Ba'ana Lamaisa or it's Asar Ba'achila. Orla Eretz Yisrael is Asar Ba'achila and Hana. What about Orla and Chutzarts? It's only Asar Ba'achila. Says the Tosfos Rid. So therefore if that's the case, you don't have Ketut Demechta Shiurei. There's no did ketut demech shiurei because not asar b'hana. Wow, that's why you got to come on the other reasons by Orlin. That's a big chiddush. That's a big chiddush, guys. Please get it down. Collector's item. Tosfos Rid says Orlin chutz laretz is not asar b'hana. You tell me what is his lomdus? Is he learning halacha l'mishina misparashus or mischadashus? Mischadashus, because Orlin Eretz Yisrael is asar b'achila b'hana. Orla Chutz is a new track. It's only Asa Bachila, not Ana. Please get that down. Tosfos Rid is definitely learning what?
So there's no Mechta Shiora
if it's only Asa Bachila, correct. It's got to be Asa Bachila, and you're going to be burning it. That's Tosfos Rid's kasha. So I want to say a whole chiddush here. Tosfos, read on Avram. Tosfos did not say that answer to Tosfos Rid. Go ahead. What does he say? Ah, go ahead. So what's his answer? In a chanami. What's his answer? In a chanami, the what? Ketuta Mechashira would have been good enough for what? For Oli. What she wants to bring out the nafkamina about what? About Maizer Sheni. But in a chanami, Ketuta Mechashira would have been what? Good for what? Orla. Yes? It would have been good for Orla. Follow it through, guys. Moshe Tzvi, follow it through. If you assume, like Tosfos Rid, that Orla and the Mishnah meant Orla and Orla and Chutzos must be that Tosfos held a what? Orla and Chutzos also is what? Aser Bahana, right? And therefore, he says you can take it to the Mechta Shirei. Must be Tosfos learning all the Chutzarts is Halacha Moshe Sinai. Mispareshesh, get it down. Fundamental machlokes taisis rid. What's the nature of the halacha Moshe Sinai and oral and chutz l'aretz? And don't tell me that the taisis was a learning. Oh, the whole mission is learning about oral and eretz Yisrael. Can't be like that. No, no one's going to learn like that. Didn't say only oral and eretz Yisrael. It means all over the planet Earth, right? The whole globe. Can't just mean eretz Yisrael without anyone saying that. So you hear my shtickle? That's our chiddush. We want to time it. That's why you got to see the taisis closely. You follow me? So I want to say it's a machleis taisis rid, and this and we have not a lot of nafkaminas. Is there Ravai? What's another nafkamina? Sreifa. There's a Gemara in Brachas. You guys ever learn Ketzim of Orchin? Ketzim of Orchin is hard in Brachas. On Lamed Vav, the Gemara has a whole case on Moroim with a caper bush. And the Gemara says they threw out the Orla. Why'd you throw it out? Why don't you burn it? Must be they hold Orla and Chutzrach is what? Mischadeshes. Only Orla and Shrel requires Sreifa. Orla Chutzrach is a new din. Nothing after Mina, guys. You follow me? Okay. Go ahead, Avri. You're doing a great job. So what's an afkamina? Umanda what? Read the parentheses because the Marshal has it. Umanda what? So I want you to get this down. There is a Gerson Taisvis that says an amazing thing. Okay? What's the amazing thing? Reb Meir holds Mama Gavohu, but they want to say it's only a Psul de Rabbanan. Meter writes it's kosher even according to Reb Meir. That's crazy, says the Marshal. Why would you say such a thing? If you hold Maisha Shani's Mama Gavoh, it should be puzzle, even Midiraisa. So that's why it's in parentheses. The Marashah says he doesn't think that that's right. Don't tell me that it means what's only puzzle Midir Rabbanan. What is the phrase you read? Man the Makshar Huhainu Alibid the Rabbanan. What does that word Alibid Rabbanan mean to you, Avram? According to the Rabbanan, exactly. That's the way the Marashah says it should be read. Not that it's puzzle only Midir Rabbanan. If it's a Maisha Shani's Mama Gavoh, it should be puzzle Midir Taira. It means the Rabbanan Shita. And that's what the Marashah says. The Marashah says, if you hold like the Rabbanan, it's good. Mamun Hedjit. It's beautiful. It's Mamun Hedjit. It's beautiful. Okay, go ahead. Finish it up. Sof Chelik. Oh, what does this mean now? This is difficult. Got to think it through. Never skin. Have matzah lememer means what? You could have said another nafkamina. What would have been the other nafkamina? Maisa sheni and gvulin. That what? Aliba de kuliyama is what? What does aliba de kuliyama mean? I thought he just said it's a nafkamina, right, Adam? And then he turns around and says aliba de kuliyama. What's going on here? No. So what does it mean nafkamina? Meaning that what? That Maisha Sheni in Yerushalayim, outside outside of Gvulin, according to everyone, has a din of what? According to everyone, has no din what? Has no din Mamun. Even according to the Rabbanan, it's Mamun Gavalahu. See, Rameir holds anywhere, even the Beis HaMikdash is Mamun Gavalahu. Even Yerushalayim. Outside, of course he holds Mamun Gavalahu. What do the Chum say? Chachamim who argue in Yerushalayim and say it's Mamun Hedjot, they will agree outside Gevulin that it's Mamun Gavoh. So that's what it means, Alibid Kuliyama. Alibid Kuliyama, it's considered to be Mamun what? Mamun Gavoh. So everyone agrees what? From the perspective of Din Mamun, you don't have that. How is it an Afkamina? How is it an Afkamina?
But if you hold
there's a Heterachila, then there is a Heterachila. That's what I mentioned in the beginning from the Rav. Theoretically, there's a Heterachila to bring it into where? You could bring into Yerushalayim and eat it. That's what Tosis is saying, that there's a heter achilu. Remember I said from the beginning, the Rav pointed out the machlokes? This is the line of the Tosis where the Rav saw that heter achilu doesn't mean it have to be now. Potentially it could be. How else is this a nafkamina? Matthew, let's get this. What does he mean, alibid kuliyama? Alibid kuliyama means in gvulin, everyone is mam gavoa. Machlokes in Remeir Lecham is inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside Yerushalayim is a mam gavoa, mam hedjit. The mayor says Mama Gavoa, Chum says Mamun Hedjit. Outside, everyone's Mama Gavoa. So what's the nafkamina? Outside Din Mamon in Gvulin, everyone agrees it's not a Din Mamon, it's not yours. Question is there a Heter Achila? If you're a Heter Achila man, then theoretically, if I brought Nishan, there's a Heter Achila. So therefore, if I took such an Esrog, I would be Yotze. If I'm a Heter Achila Shita. Remember, Chad, we know who said what? Was it Chanina and what? Ravasi?
Ravasi
and Chanina, excellent. Excellent. Chanin Rechia Baravin, I'm sorry, and Ravasi. Rechia Baravin, Ravasi. We don't know who says what. But the bottom line is that one holds Heter Achila. So you hold Heter Achila, that's why it would be theoretically a Nafkamina. That's where the Rav got this from, that it's against the Rambam, because the Rambam said, halach l'maisa, you're not yotze. So they're acting, they're arguing whether what, whether it's a practical heter achila, or it's a theoretical heter achila. If you, not theoretical, but if you brought it in, it would be what? Ibn Mechuyiv. Now just to close, Mr. Shu, you asked me after Mincha? Okay? Real quick.
No, I just wanted to know, I thought both sides would be, we said that both sides were required to be heter achila.
What do we say in the Maskana?
It's a question of Mamon.
We said everyone holds heter achila. The question is, do you also need din Mamon?
Right.
No?
Yeah.
So that means legabe. So the question is, legabe the heter achila, that's fulfilled according to Tosis because theoretically you could bring it there. Question is,
the future, right?
Yeah, because the future. The question is, though, do you hold din mamon? So if you hold din mamon, then you're off tzuris lemaisa because everyone holds its mamon gavo outside. See, mitzad heter achila, Tosis says you don't have to actually practically have it now. You could bring it in the future. But exactly. So that's why it's a good nafkamina. But I'm saying he's assuming that it's going to be in the future against the Rambam, that has to be right now. Now, I want to just close with this. We'll pick it up tomorrow, okay? So Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday, B'zad Hashem, Mechazer. Monday morning, we have a short written Bechina, okay? Listen to this. What does the Rambam hold? Does he hold Mamon Gavo or Mamon Hedyot? So it's a steer in the Rambam, okay? And tomorrow we'll begin sure with the answer. What's the steer? Let's just set up the steer, and then we'll daven Mincha. The steer is as follows. The Rambam writes in Pirak Gimel, Hilchos Maaser Sheni, Halacha Yud Zayin, 3:17. Please get it. Pirak Gimel, Halacha Yud Zayin. That Maaser Sheni, black on white, is Mamon Gavohu, like Reb Meir, and he can't Makadosh a woman with it. Clear as glass. However, there are two other Rambams. The Rambam in Hilchos Lulav, Pirak Ches, Halacha Beis, writes that you can take a Maaser Sheni of Al Esrog in Yushalayim, and you are Yotze. You are Yotze, which seems to indicate Mamon what? Mamon Hedyot. And what's the other Rambam, the third Rambam? Hilchos Bikurim Perek Vavol Chadalot. Maaser Sheni Do. Do of Maaser Sheni Yushalayim. Is it Chayv and Chala? Yes. What does that indicate? That it's yours. Because it was Mamon Gavoah, you wouldn't be Chayv and Chala. So you have one Rambam indicating Mamon Gavoah, two other Rambams indicating Mamon Hedyot. Which is it? Plus the fact, no, it's a different answer. Plus the fact, usually Yachav Rabin, Halacha Karabin. So we're going to have to see Lamaisa. What the pshat of the Rambam? The Rambam is a beautiful pshat to frame the Rambam. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Let's have mincha. Okay, and then Yosef, you'll get together the names, the address. I wrote the addresses. Okay, Yudi, you'll tell Yosef.